Jose up on Bone TV there.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. I'm not going to lie. It's cocaine.
All right, let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show. This is Kaylin. Kaylin Sheedy. Am I saying that right, Kaylin?
You are. Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you? Kaylin, I believe Kaylin's been on the station with Johnny B before, and she's done some interviews. She's been, now, are you officially the first coronavirus patient from Hillsborough County, from Tampa?
I am. I was the first female in Florida and the first in Hillsborough.
And I love that we're saying it like it's a credit.
Do you get a trophy or anything?
Not something I'm like super excited about.
Now, you were in Italy beforehand?
Yeah, I did a two-week trip over to Europe in the early weeks of February. And, you know, I had my reservations about going overseas to begin with. You know, at the time, containment in China seemed, you know, possible, and it wasn't really in Europe, and the U.S. wasn't talking about it in the gravity that we are now. And I went over with Lysol wipes and face masks, and I was traveling safe, and there was a group of us. And, you know, it didn't really hit me until on my flight back home to the U.S. where I really had a fever. I wasn't feeling well. And within 24 hours, I landed at JFK, and I had a layover, so I was staying in a hotel. And, you know, my cough worsened. I started coughing up green mucus. And at like 2 o'clock in the morning that morning, I actually reached out to the CDC and was like, hey, listen, supposed to get on a plane tomorrow. You know, I'm a licensed healthcare professional in the state of Florida. So, you know, I'm constantly worrying about other people before myself.
Right.
And I knew that I could possibly be putting, you know, people on my plane at risk. And so I reached out to the CDC. And because I flew in from France, and I actually left Milan on a Friday, and on Saturday, they had an outbreak of 200-plus coronavirus patients. And so because of that, like, very close timing, and because I came from France, the CDC cleared me to fly to Tampa, and they were like, listen, you know, go get checked by your primary healthcare physician to make sure make sure this isn't the flu. You know, your window is really close there. So they didn't see me as a threat at the time.
Did your primary care take you as a patient?
So actually, I haven't had a primary care in a minute here in Tampa.
Right.
I'm fairly healthy. But I did call my doctor that I, you know, normally would have seen. And he was like, listen, you know, try reaching out to Tampa General. Everybody I talked to in Tampa, they weren't, even no one was ahead of the curve yet.
Yeah.
So even Tampa General, they were like, listen, you know, we haven't even had a meeting yet. We're not exactly sure. We'd prefer if you didn't come into the emergency room just because you could, you know, there could be exposure to other patients.
Let me ask you, I went through the same thing. My son had a fever. This was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my doctor, and my doctor said, well, take him to the emergency room. They had the testing kits, and the emergency room said, no, the CDC will call you and ask you some questions. And they did. And the questions were, have you been to China? Have you been in contact with somebody? And then they were like, just stay home.
Yep. You know, I ran into those in the beginning. I kind of ran into some resistance as well. And, you know, for me, I was one of the first in Florida. And I think there was only 15 cases in the U.S. at the time, or under 20.
Mm.
And because of my recent travel to Italy, and because of my symptoms, and because of being a healthcare professional, you know, the state of Florida really did everything they could to make sure I got tested as possible. The feedback I'm getting now is that it's more difficult to fit the criteria, and
plus, I don't know,
a little bit more challenging for some people.
Yeah, this isn't really science, but you're really pretty, and really pretty girls don't really see that happen.
Yeah.
It's usually the ugly ducklings that get it first.
Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with my looks.
Now, you are a massage therapist, like a sports massage therapist?
Yep, soft tissue specialist. I work in sports. I've been in sports for 8 years.
So you can't even work right now, right?
You know, that was the not funny thing, but, you know, during my isolation, you know, I'm inside my house. I'm by myself. You know, rolling with the punches as the CDC is coming up with protocols, as the state of Florida is coming up with protocols. And then, you know, my TV is always on SportsCenter, ESPN. I'm watching sports. It's part of my life. And that comes to a halt. So it's like both of my worlds were just paused.
Yeah. There's no work for you. You're stuck in the quarantine. You know, the last thing you want to do is be in a profession where they want you to touch other people. And now you have no sports. So now you've got, and from a serious point of view, financially, are you okay?
Yeah. You know, I'm very fortunate to have some amazing, you know, pro athletes that I work with. I, you know, have a couple on retainers, and it's just, gotcha. You know, I'm fine, but you know, it is really eye opening that, you know, the NBA is on a pause right now, a hiatus. And, you know, athletes are dealing with this as well. So, you know, it's kind of, I've been able to, you know, reach out to some of these teams or some of these individuals and kind of help them through their process or offer advice, you know, talk to them and let them know what's worked and what hasn't for me, how I recovered so quickly. And so,
well, can you tell us about that? I mean, that's what we're talking about, like, what, a 12-day recovery? What did you, was it just the isolation? What medication were you taking?
Honestly, I think one, being a healthy individual, I could see if I had underlying conditions or if I was at higher risk, how I could have had a more challenging experience with this. But being healthy, being, you know, fit and relatively young, I think that, you know, played a huge part in my quick recovery. But also, I worked with a holistic doctor in LA. We've shared a couple of the same sports clients, and he, you know, sent me this very regimented protocol that I did. I was taking 7 different supplements up to 6 times a day sometimes. And that helped rest, hydration. You know, I did a lot of meditating and breathing exercises for the difficulty breathing that I had.
Right.
There's Iceman Hoff. He's an older guy that does this breathing and meditation stuff, and his stuff really helped. And so, yeah, I tried to do whatever I could. You know, obviously if you're going through this or you know someone that's going through this, please consult a physician before you try anything. But I was experimenting with 12,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, which is an, you know, recommended dosage is like 1,000 a day or, yeah, you know, 1,500. So I was just trying to do everything I could. I'm in the healthcare profession. I'm in the medicine world. I work on bodies. I understand the body. So a lot of this was really interesting to me. You know, I was on the phone with doctors and specialists and reaching out to anybody I possibly could from the sports world or this, trying to gain as much information and learn as much as I could. Because this was actually something very interesting for me.
So what do you think? Has somebody diagnosed you as fully recovered now, or you just don't have the symptoms anymore?
Yeah. So, you know, I think, like I said, my case was unique to Florida because I was one of the first. So right. They tested me positive and they have tested me negative twice. That there's been such a high spike in cases, I think that the negative testing is probably going to fall off, if not exist at all. And that's just because, you know, there's a 14-day quarantine and this virus is, you know, going to run its course in the individuals that are healthy and that are going to bounce back. And, you know, that's really where I see this kind of going in the future.
More importantly, how excited are you that Tom Brady came to the Buccaneers?
What? Yeah. First of all, I'm from New England. I've been a Patriots fan my whole life. I can remember, you know, Vinatieri Super Bowl. I can remember so much from the past history. So this is just awesome for me.
Yeah. Well, this is, well, hopefully you get to work your little nubby hands on him. Give him a little, give him a little rub down.
You've got his whole team of people. I think he's fine.
I don't know. He hasn't seen your picture yet. I'm glad that you are healthy, and I'm glad that you're talking about it, because people who have coughs and fevers are freaking out right now. And just like you experienced in the beginning, it's hard for them to get answers. And if you're somebody who's young and in relatively healthy shape, you're probably fine. Just let it run its course and take your medicine and all that. But if you are definitely somebody who's elderly or sick, you got to go get help somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest message I, you know, really want people to understand is that isolation is really important right now. And so is quarantining. I know it's nice weather outside. It's spring break. People want to be around friends. You know, we live in Florida. We want to be outside, but it's important to try and contain this virus as much as possible because of how easily transmittable it is and because the impact that it's going to have and the gravity that it has on people that could get really sick or people that have underlying conditions, kids that have underlying conditions. It's not really as healthy individuals. It's not about us. You know, it's about having compassion for those that could really get hit hard with this virus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also to have compassion during this time period, whether you're not sick or whether you're sick or not, you know, people are going through financial situations, job losses or, you know, job cuts. The, you know, health industry is taking a hit. Doctors and nurses are working overtime. Schools are out. So, you know, it's just everyone's going to be impacted in one way or another. And we all need to really just come together and have some more compassion for the situation that's, you know, happening before our eyes.
You know, it stinks. We reported yesterday that Playboy is not issuing the magazine anymore.
Right, yeah.
You and Girls of Corona, really? Girls of Coronavirus would have been hot.
Oh,
that would have been great. Hot Girls of Corona, I would buy that issue. Kaylin, you want to give out your Instagram or anything so people can check on you?
Sure, yeah. I've been doing some Q&As, too, so if anyone out there has some questions or, you know, they want to try and reach out, and I can try and answer as much as I can. I'm trying to do, like, unfiltered raw. But Kaylin Sheedy, K-A-E-L-Y-N-S-H-E-E-D-Y. That's my @ for Instagram. And then you can check out revivesport.com, too. That's, you know, my practice here in Tampa, and, you know, check out some of the clients I work with, or, you know, you guys have kids and high school, college kids. You yourself are...
Yeah,
you
I'm
know,
starting to feel a little crick in my neck right now as I'm talking to you. Might need a little rub down.
I got you.
Seriously, thank you for coming on the air, because I think that the more that people hear from somebody that experiences, the more they're relaxed they'll be. I mean, people freak out mostly because of the unknown, and you doing Q&As and responding to people and going on the air, I think that helps out a lot. So we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Kind of, you know, I think once we understand this virus a little bit more and people can see that, you know, it's going to eventually normalize and life's going to go back to normal, that there will be less fear and panic, you know, spread through our daily conversations.
Who'd you go to Italy with? Like a guy? Like a romantic date?
Nope. Single as can be. But it was a group of six friends.
Single as can be?
Have you been in Spanish?
Want to meet Kaylin?
Yeah, oh yeah, I already followed her on Instagram. Don't think I didn't do my due diligence and stalk her properly.
Kaylin, thank you.